So Nun Beis on Aleph, about 8 lines from the bottom. We just had where the Gemara answered, after the Gemara explained that Yehuda is coming to Chumram. So we said the last case we explained, that Abaye wanted to explain without adding to the Mishnah, that all it is he was machzir l'mekoyman. He went from Makom Shalai Kalu to Makom Shekalu and back to Makom Shalai Kalu. From Kula l'Chumra l'Kula. And Abaye says that there, the Tanakhama says he's not chayiv to be mevoyer because he's back home. And they're not, and in this place where he is right now, these players came back, they never had a din iser, they never had a din beer, so they never aser. He went through, came back, fine. And Rabbi Huda is machmir. And Rabbi Huda is machmir because Lamaisa, he went through a town, and that town, those players, maybe got on them some sort of iser because they were present in a town where there was kol l'chayo. So now the fact that he took it out of that town, maybe he should have to talk be noyig like the town that he was in. And that's what they say to him. Those people say to him, save havilcho avato. So Rav Ashi has the problem that we have. Well, what's the pshat? What's the pshat that we're going to be machmir with him just because he traveled through a town? That's Rav Ashi's whole kasha. And he used the lashon of auto agaba the chamer the kaltinu. Well, the back of the chamoyer. It was coiled that it made some sort of din beer on it. So Rav Ashi is another pshat. That's a rabbi. Elam Rav Ashi. The tuk to the hani tanoi. Really, the machloikis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Huda is the same machloikis as these two tanoim in this mission. The snan hakoyvesh shloisha kavoshin. The chavas achas. It's a person's pickling. He's preserving 3 different types of vegetables, let's say, in 1 barrel. And the halacha in that Mishnah is like this: the 3 machlokes. Reb Elazar Omer, Oichlin al Harishoin. Reb Elazar says that when the first min, right, we're talking about a din of Kol Chaim and Asada. That's what we're talking about in this din. So he says the three, as Rashi explains, we'll see in a moment, they all go together because there's kibush happening at once, so that creates as if they have the same din, and therefore, Blaz is going to say that as soon as the first one, the first min, starts to be kol l'chaim and asada, so now all of them have that same din. They all go along with it. They're all nigger after that. The other.
This is the same Reb Elazar who said back by the loaves, if they were in one basket, they were all
really.
Right.
Someone made a tushta like that. You're making it that the sal is mitzarish. I wonder if it has a shaychus tanko. I thought this was a din in kibush. There's something about kibush itself.
All together.
I thought it was dafka the kibush. It's the fact that you're preserving them together.
The together.
Interesting.
Is what combines,
interesting.
No?
Interesting. Maybe taco. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting pshat. And what does Rabbi Shua say? Rabbi Shua ever afal achrei? No. Until the last min of these minim are he's much more makel. At least according to this, there's a shita in Tosis. Tosis brings the Ran Rabbeinu Nissim in Gilas Torim that has a fakerta mahalach over here, and he says that really Rabbi Shua is coming to be machmir on Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is actually the most makel de kashita, but let's not get into that right now. Let's just use it as the way Rashi learns that Rabbi Elazar is the most machmir. Rabbi Shua is makel, and he says that until the last min you're allowed to have until the last min is kol chaim rasal, you're allowed to eat these minim in the chavis. And Rabbi Elazar, he's just straight. If the min is finished, then the min here is finished. But there's no gathering up between them, and therefore there's no din on all of them. Okay.
Which seems to be in direct opposition to the Balazs' position.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. So Zok Rashi, how's Rashi explain what's going on over here? Hakevei shloisha kavashim, shloisha mini yerek, 3 vegetables, bechavis achas in 1 barrel, shel choymet oy shel tzir. You're preserving, so you're either using vinegar or brine, kedelis guy, in order to preserve it, you know, in the refrigerator. So this is the way they did it. Oychlin mishloshdon, allowed to eat from the 3 ala rishon. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's ala rishon, al smach rishon. On the you're leaning on the first min of these yirakim. The first one that's going to be depleted in the field for the chayis, the mishosh yichlech mehem in asode shlosh ton asur. As soon as one is depleted in the sode, all three will become asur. The kveshayu mishavu kechad, because the fact that you're doing kibush, the Rashi doesn't say that the fact that they're in the chavis. Rashi says the kibush, the kavush process is what makes it one. The kavush process makes it one.
Which is taking place in one barrel.
Same place in one barrel. The, making it sound like the kavush. I wonder if like there is something about, he was talking about his kavush in the mayim. There's something about kavush and mayim.
You mean?
I don't remember.
You mean if it had just been in one barrel, maybe he wouldn't be combining it.
Well, he wasn't preserving it.
Right.
Just the sal alone, maybe not. Okay. Yesh l'ayim. Afal achron. This was Rabbi Hushua Shito. Al smach mina kol achron. We can wait for the last one to be depleted. But oichom eshlosh tanin can still eat from the three. The afal pi shemina shnayim kol achayikvar. Even so, it's not a problem. Even though I'm eating right now in this chavis, these two, right? These two meaning that I'm eating right now. Let's say it's a pepper and a tomato. Those two were already kol achayim and asada, but the cucumber is left over. It wasn't kol achayim. It's fine. I don't have to be mevayret until all three are kol achayim and asada. Now the Torah, now Rashi makes it all work out. Our machlekes is in Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, and these three, we really have two of the three Tanaim in this Mishnah. Oh, the masnis in Rabbi Yehuda b'hopligi. The Tan of the Masnisim and Rabbi Huda Behopli, the Tan of our Mishnah and Rabbi Huda are arguing about this. Rashi explains on the widest line. The Tanakama Sava Lok Rabbi Yeshua the Mekel. The Tanakama is holding like Rabbi Yeshua that he's Mekel. The Tanakama said that he's Enoi Chayiv Levoyer. Right? That's what Tanakama said. Enoi Chayiv Levoyer. This is how he's saying, going like a Bishua. This is how we understand this Memra. And now we add a word. Kulon. We're talking about leaving a place that was not kolu, and going to a place that's kolu, kulon, that everything's depleted in the field. Then you know what taka the dim would be? Chayiv levoyer. Even the Tanakama would be masking to Yehuda in such a case. Chayiv levoyer. If all of the fruits and vegetables are depleted in that field that you're going to, then there's no shaila. Then those vegetables are kolu chayim and asadeh, and he wouldn't have a separate din for this. So this is not the case that we're talking about. The case that Rav Ashi is trying to bring from is the case of kolu miktsasan. Rashi says, I will kolu miktsasan, if only part of the vegetables in the field were kolu, then oichel af mimin hakola. Then, until all the vegetables are completely depleted, I'm allowed to eat from these vegetables, even from the ones, the species of vegetables that were already called l'chaim asadeh, but because not all the vegetables in this field are depleted, I'm allowed to eat from vegetables still. Doesn't matter what the din is with this min. It doesn't matter what happened with this min. And all cucumbers are gone.
And Rabbi Yehuda would be mitzvah to this?
Rabbi Yehuda...
He's redefining the machloke?
No, so Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakama would agree with Rabbi Yehuda if all of the vegetables were kol l'chaim asadeh.
And if it wasn't?
If it's kol miktsasan, then Tanakama is going to say that he's einoi chayiv levoyer, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue on that point.
Because he's going according to Rabbi Yeshua.
Let's see, and he's going to go like Rabbi Gamliel. That's what Rashi goes on to say.
Uh-huh.
So the point is that we're, in all these cases, there's something not in our Mishnah clearly that we're discussing. That really becomes the case. All the cases they go through. Rav Shish Redavidi is talking about, the makam shalai kolu to makam shalai kolu v'shamasha kolu b'mkoyman. Rabbi's answer is, v'chziru l'mkoyman. And even Rashi's answer is, we're talking about a case of miktsasam. And not talking about, when it says, mimakam shalai kolu, l'makam shekolu, it's not kolu kulam. Because if it's kolu kulam, there's no machlaikis. Even the Tanakama will be moida to Rabbi Yehuda and chayiv levoyer. You have to. There's no reason to be mekel. I am only traveling through. Yeah. This is not my reason. No, nice enough chayiv makan. Nice enough chayiv makan. What's the reason why not nice enough chayiv makan?
One second. Wasn't his argument what would give it the status of the?
He was saying that v'chzir the mekayman. Rav Ashi doing away with v'chzir the mekayman. He didn't like v'chzir the mekayman because, well, I just traveled through. I'm back home. You want to know what I have a din now? Back in my house. Back in my house. I don't have a din of chil of beer. But, right? That's according
to... He traveled to a place where it was all kol already, right?
But he went back.
He went back.
So now Rav Ashi's saying, I'm not talking about that case. I don't like that case because I don't like that the...
What's his case?
His case is that I went to a town that was partially colored.
And I went back or I didn't go back?
I didn't go back.
Oh, okay.
I'm there.
Uh-huh.
I'm there. That's Rav Ashi's thing. He's changing. Uh-huh. That was Abayi's answer and that was Rav Ashi's problem with Abayi. Uh-huh. See them, come on. The back of the donkey. Didn't like that. He rejected it. Elo Omar Rav Ashi, the case is a case of where I traveled to a town that was partially kolum. That's the case. Right? So in the case where it was partially kolum, then the Tanakama has reason to be mekel. He says, fine. You're eating cucumbers, yeah? And the cucumbers in this place are gone. But let me ask you a question. Is anyone eating vegetables? Yeah, people are eating vegetables, right? There's vegetables available because the vegetables in the field. So then I don't have to worry about the fact that my cucumbers are negative, their cucumbers that are gone. Because there's a thing, you know, people still have vegetables in their house.
What were the other suggestions we had?
We had the first suggestion from Shisha Bredavidi. We're talking about Mokam Shalikalu. Limokam Shalikalu. But in the meantime, in the interim, he heard about his old town that they start, after he left the town, they had a din of beer.
And why doesn't he learn that way?
Why? What was the problem with that? The problem with that was that the real problem was that we had Rabbi Yehuda being Mekel. We said even if we switch it to Rabbi Yehuda being Machmir, but Abaye said that the Mishnah doesn't say Mokam Shalikalu. Mishnah says he went from a makam shaloikalu to a makam shakalu.
Uh-huh.
So Abayi tried to work it out with a makam shakalu. How did he do it? He added the words vefzir l'mekayimon.
Uh-huh.
Rav Ashi said, well, it doesn't say vefzir l'mekayimon. Vefzir l'mekayimon, what would be the din? Why would that be the din? Okay. So Rav Ashi says, so I'll just use it makam shakalu, but not kulon. It's miksasa. That's not as hard to say.
Mm.
Right? So therefore he's saying it's a case of makam shakalu, miksasa. And that's why the Tanakhama says, ain't a chayil bar. Now what does Rav Yehuda say? He's like Rashi. So the Tanakhama is holding Rabbi Yeshua, who said that they all get the din together, and until the last one, I'm allowed to eat vegetables. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rashi says in the second line, say, right? Rabbi said, Kirav Yeshua.
That would be the Tanakhama.
Yeah, Tanakhama. V'kol miktsasan oichol afim min akolo, Kirav Yeshua doichon af ala achre. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tsei v'avelech ha'fato, me'oi se'amin min asodeh. Just like Gamliel says, every min has its own din of biur. So therefore, you came to a town. The people of this town are going to say to you, Rebbele, you're eating cucumbers. We're not going to eat cucumbers anymore. And that's it. Because there's a din on the min itself, that's why Rabbi Yehuda is machmer. Just like Gamliel.
So it's not even an issue of chumra then. It's not when Noisan of Chimra. We're not giving him the Chimra. He's not going back. This is his new place.
Oh, even if Daita Lazar, let's say. Let's say it was even Daita Lazar. No?
If it's Daita Lazar.
But he's here now. The case earlier was Vechzir the Mekhimra. He actually left.
Right.
Now we're saying he's here. But I don't know if he's. I don't know if Dafka, that's the only case of where it's Ain Daita Lazar. Even the case of Daita Lazar, Noisan of Chimra Mokhe means that you have to fear like the people of this town. The people of this town are not eating cucumbers, you can't eat cucumbers. I, there's other professionals. What does that matter? Gamliel holds. So if you hold this hold, then come on Gamliel. Fine. Now, the next case, the Gemara says, right, and the Gemara says, Alochos Kedvorov, like Gamliel, you take a see that the Ain Mishpah Ner Mitzvah has a hay over there on Rabbi Gamliel. Now, Ravina wants to say, and this is going to be right. This is going to be our last suggestion, I think. Ravina Omar, that this is how you understand the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Yehuda. It's similar to Rav Ashi, but slightly different. He says it's this machlokes of this Mishnah of these two Tanoim. The plug to the Hani Tanoim, the Snan Oichlim Bitzmorin Anshi Yichler Achren Shabetzoyar. You're allowed to eat dates until the last date tree stops producing fruit in soya. Rashi explains, now this Rashi is hard to understand with the rest of the Gemara, without seeing the rest of the Gemara, but I think we saw it once already, so let's try to understand it. You're allowed to eat the tamarim in all the Eretz Yehuda, and to yichle dekel ho'achron shebet soya shehi ira tamarim, Rashi says. That was the city, Mamish, this is the date tree, this date city. Soyar, which is the same city, I mean, it has the same name as Loitz. Soyar, right? So, that was the Irat Morim, that was, I'm sure there's a name of a city today that has a Irat Morim. I'm not sure. Irat Morim, city of dates, right? So, you're allowed to eat tamarim in all of Eretz Yehuda until that city, which will stop producing last, it will have fruits all the way to the end of the season, You're allowed to be soymech on that city. That's now on the Kamon, we're going to see soon. In a Mishnah that the Gemara is going to bring on Oman Beish. Shalosh Haratzis Labir, there were three cities, three distinct cities that had different times for beer. She'ein b'nei Yehuda oichle mishikol b'chart Yehuda v'af b'shalei kol b'galil. That b'nei Yehuda, they're not allowed to eat from their fruits if their vegetables, their fruits, if there's no more left in Eretz Yehuda, even though right next door in Galil there is. They're not allowed to be soymech on Galil. There's a separate din beer on Galil than from Yehuda. But they would be allowed to eat in the different cities that are found in Yehuda, as long as it's in that Yehuda box, until the last date tree goes in the city of Tzoyar, which is the Irat Morim in Yehuda. The fi shechayo. Now Rashi says something interesting. The fi shechayo kisheina mutzais can, when the chaya doesn't find fruits and vegetables here, alechas mokim acher. Where does it get its food from? It goes to a different city. And it travels. And misparnes hashom, that's where it gets its panosa. Rachmana tola bokeh, come on, we'll see the Gemara, the Torah, from a pasuk, we'll see the Torah is tola, the whole din, on where are the chayas. So we see a few things in this Rashi. One thing we see in Rashi is that it's klor, that there's a din on the chayis, the din in the chayis.
City field on Sunday?
City field. So we see that Rashi is telling us that the din is toil in the chayis. So we learn something new. All this time we're seeing kol l'chaim and asada, right? We're seeing that it's mamash a din in the animals. Like it sounds like the Torah was merachim on the chayis, that they should have what to eat. So therefore, I think what I was saying last night makes sense, that's why you can't have in your house, even though you might be transitory, you can't have the peiros in your house when the chayis over here don't have what to eat. So it doesn't matter if you came from there.
So what do you see the rachmanos?
No, we said yes last night, a svara.
Yeah.
We said a svara that maybe the one of the ways to understand this din,
yeah,
that when I travel through this town, that somehow there's a din beer on these payers that I brought from the town that wasn't called yet.
Right.
But the pshat is that since the Torah was merachim on the chayis, that they should have what to eat, because we see that the Torah, Rashi alludes to us later on what's going to happen, the Torah was toilah the din on the chayis.
Right.
So it sounds like if you're in a town where it's kala,
right,
you gotta get the chayis the food. You can't have food that the chayis, that belongs to the chayis.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe even though I'm only traveling through, that's why I got a din.
Mm-hmm. But like it's some sort of an obligation that you have to feed the chayis.
Something like that. But what? Before yourself?
Yeah.
Well, from Perish Fis. From Perish Fis. Why? I don't know if we know what the whole Tam HaMitzvah is. But you see Rashi telling us there's something about the fact that Torah was tailored in on the chayis, the din is on the chayis. I mean, what else could it be? Another thing we see from Rashi, which at first glance I thought was a steer to what the Gemara is going to say later on, is that the Gemara is going to say later on, Rashi is going to explain that the chayis don't travel.
Yeah.
So why is Rashi saying over here that they travel? So the only way, right?
They travel within.
Oh, so that's what I understood by that. Somehow they know the boundaries. They won't go to Galil.
Yeah.
They'll stay within Yehuda, but they'll go from city to city. Yeah. Somehow. Okay. So if you have any directions, just ask the chayis. Okay, so now what's the next answer over here? Ravina is telling us, this is a machlokes. What's the Mishnah say? That's the Tanakama. He says you're allowed to eat until the last tree goes in Tzoyar. Rav Shimon Galil Omer, Oichlin al shel bein hakifin, bein oichlin al shel bein hashitzin. You're allowed to eat as long as there are dates that have fallen in between the kapois tzmorim, the ulovim. Mamash the ulovim. We're talking about the ulovim over here. The way it actually explains, the way a date tree grows, our pictures, right? It's a brown trunk with koitzin coming out, thorns coming out, up to a certain point. And after that, it's mamash branches. It's branches of ulovim. So we're talking about where the tzmorim are found in those branches. So as long as they're found in those branches, the Rav Shmuel says, you're allowed to eat. But we're not allowed to eat if the only tamarim that are left are the ones that are attached to the thorns that are in that area of the tree, because then the chayis can't eat it. So then it's mamash like it's called l'chaim and asada. Then you have to get rid of your tamarim. So which one's more machmer? Which one's more makel?
The chumah is going to be on It doesn't seem like there's a more chumra.
No?
More chumra, more nekra. It's two different things, right?
That's what I was wondering. It sounds almost like the Tanakama is burning more makhlil. Tanakama is saying, as long as there are fruit on the trees, he's not making a distinction between where it is on the trees. He's saying, as long as there are fruit, you're good. And Rav Shmuel is saying, no, if it's on the sheets already, that's no good. That's what it sounds like. Rashi explains. Oichlin, I don't know if Rashi addresses this point. But let's see. Rashi, when he puts it together, there'll be Huda, right? We'll see. Dr. Rashi, Derech Tekolin, the way of the day trees, the Dekolboin, right? Is Leo is Beikron Koitzim, Soviv, Hainu Shita. At the base, at the trunk, there are thorns, which is Shita. Umina Dekol Atzmonhein, and from the rest of the tree, on up, Ulamaila, Olin, Shaloi, Asuin, Kistirin, the leaves are go kaseder kimin kapais tmorim, like these kapais tmorim, which is the way the Torah refers to the lulavim, kapais tmorim, right? Palms, right? The dates of palm, right? The they look like palms. They're right. They're bent like that. Uchsheruach menashevat morim, and when the wind blows these dates, noiflin v'nesharim ba'oisim kifin ulamata b'shitin, they fall onto the kipin, and then even lower they fall onto the shitin, and gravity pulls them down. Become Rabbi Shimon, the close match between the keeping oichlin, meoisin shabbais. As long as there is still tamarim higher up in the tree, even if they're not attached to the tree anymore, you're allowed to have in the house. But you're not allowed to keep in the houses if the only pyrus that you could find is attached to the thorns. Because that's not called available for the chayah. If it's only attached to the thorns, then the chayahs can't get to it. Umas Nizrash and Rashi puts it together. Umas Nizrash and Hochi Ko'om HaTanakama. This is what the Tanakama is saying in our Mishnah. Kolo Legamri Afmi Bein Ashitzin Chayiv Levoyer. This is really similar to what Rav Ashi said.
Right.
That is Mitzoson and Kulon. Why we need a different Shita, I'm not sure. Why we need another answer? How is this answer better? We'll see maybe in a second, but that we have to clear. But this is what it's saying. The Tanakama held that until you have Mamishitin Gansin gone, even Ben Ashitin, then you're gonna be chai. Once you have that, then you're chai levoy. You have no payers, you have nothing. But aval kolu menakipin ba'adain yesh b'shitin ain't a chai levoy. But if there's some on the keep, I'm sorry, only from the top of the tree is it depleted, but they're still attached to the thorns, then the Tanakh is making it, he says ain't a chai levoy. Ain't a chai levoy. Ain a chayv levoyer, and the chayro, isn't that our Tanakama? Isn't Tanakama the Tanakama the same Tanakama?
Why not?
In other words, Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one who comes to argue that, and he says if it's on the sheets, then you're not allowed to eat anymore. It's considered kol chayim asada. The Tanakama of this Mishnah who says ad sheyichle adekal achro in shabatzoyar. So the chayro, he's saying, yeah. So the chayro, he's saying that he's more mekel ain't chayim levor if there's some on the sheets. That's considered as out there. However, Rabbi Yehuda is holding like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that Rabbi Yehuda, I'm at Seva Avedu Chafatu, Mokam Aroy Litlam Loitinsa. Can you get these pay raises? No, you can't get them. Seva Avedu Chafatu. That's the litmus test. Luchumra, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda saying a chumra. Luchumra is just like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon says a chumra. And if it's only on the sheetin, that's also.
Maybe the behemoth can, or the chayy can get to the.
But a person sheetin could.
Yeah, right.
But it's called. But the litmus test is kol chayim anasada. Kol chayim anasada. Can the chayy get to it or not? And that's what Gemara is going to go on to say. Okay, Gemara is not fit, right? But that's how Rashi makes the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda is vayter coming lechum because of what Rabbi Elazar said, and the chayyur Rabbi Yehuda is going like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Tanakama is going like the Tanakama. Tanakama is mekel, and he says that there are some payers there, even if the chayyus literally can't get to it, they physically can't get to it, but the ma'is of the chayyus there are payers there. It's not called lechayyur. So that's fine. Any chayyur levoy. But if Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says and Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's only on the sheets, and then we say that sorry, it's on the coat. The animals can get it. Can the animal get it? No. Then it's called chayim anasada. Okay.
Seva Avelu Chapata doesn't seem to imply the
animal.
Yeah, but...
No, but that's what it always meant. Seva Avelu Chapata, go look out in the field. Is there Peira? What would the din be in that place? Are the Kol Chaim Nasal or not? That's what it means.
Kol Chaim, okay.
Now, the Gemara continues. It's not awesome. Furthermore, we see in the Mishnah. Sholish Haratz is Labir. There are three distinct towns, three distinct cities for the din of beer. Each one had a separate din of beer. Yehuda is one. Ve'var Yarden, another side of the Yarden is two. Ve'Galil is north, right, is three. And then the Mishnah mentions, Ve'Sholish Haratz is B'chol Achas V'Achas. There are three cities in each one. Rekli Morom, B'lama Amru, Sholish Haratz is Labir. So then, if there are three cities in each town, why did you say there are nine cities? Why does it say there are three cities, Labir, and there are three cities in each one? It's telling you a din. There's something being subtly taught right there. What is it? Sheyiyu oichle mecholachas va'achas at sheyichle achrein shabo. V'alocha is that until the last one in all that city, that big area, that big geographical area, until the last one goes, even if it's in a different city, in my city, it's all gone. My city, everyone's done. But if I know that in Eretz Yehuda, there's somewhere else farther away, Tzoyar, that has a dekel, that has Peiris on it, I can be Soymich on that dekel. I'm far away, I'm at the edge of the other town, I'm at the border of Galil and Yehuda, but I'm in Yehuda still. And on the other side is Tzoyar. And I'm in my town, all the people around us, no, there's nothing. No. Do I have to take out? No, I don't have to take out, because the Mishnah says, Sholoi Sharotzas Labir. That's the key factor.
Didn't we have over here that it's, so long as it's anywhere, who's saying
this? Rashi said it out. Rashi's speaking this out.
He's bringing this out.
He says, come on.
Only from these three cities, no, because that's all there was there.
These three geographical areas. And inside the geographical areas, even though they had different cities, but that didn't make a difference.
Okay.
Now the Gemara asks, Menohani Mili, how do I know that, that it's Tolui in, like, what makes it Tolui in that last decal far away? Why doesn't it go off my city, my town? So, Rashi, so the Gemara explains, Amar Abcham Bar Ukva, Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chaninam. Abcham Bar Ukva said that Rabbi Yossi Bar Chaninam said, Amar Kro, the Pasuk says, V'lev Hemtecho, V'lachayo Asher Bar Tzecho. It says, to what the behemoth has and to what the animal will have, that's going to be in your land. What the pasuk means to say is, the title of the pasuk is, as long as there is what to eat for the chayo and the sodeh, then you're allowed to feed the behemoth on the bais. The behemoth is domesticated. However, if there's no more left of the produce for the animal and for the chayo, the wild animal in the field, then you have to take out, you have to stop, and you have to remove for the behemoth also from the house. And therefore, what ugmiri? Now that we have that, the first step. Ugamiri, so now we know it's totally in Chayo. Now what is the Matthias with Chayo? Ugamiri, we have a tradition. The Ein Chayo Shabihudo Gedela al Peiro Shabigalil. It doesn't go over to the next geographical area. The Chayo does not grow on the Peiros in a different geographical area. The Ein Chayo Shabigalil Gedela al Peiro Shabihudo. They might switch cities, they might travel from city to city, like Rashi told us earlier, and be Mifanes Hashem. But geographical areas, sounds like the Mamash, you know, each one had their own climate, their own, you know, so the animal stayed there. I don't think there was any water, maybe Eivar Yarden, or Yehud and Galil, I don't think there was any water breaking it up. I'm not aware of it. Okay, Rashi explains. Sholish Haratz is buried to sell, second Rashi on the page. Haluka Izum Izul Inyan Beer, each one is distinct when it comes to the din beer. She'ein zu semechaz al zu meshekalu bo. One can't rely on the other when in it of itself it was depleted in its geographic area. But aval pisha kaloi kalu bechaverto. Even though in Yehuda cannot be semech, Yehuda doesn't have anymore. They're depleted, so they can't be semech on the fact that Galilah has. That doesn't help them. It's a separate. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. B'sholish harotz is b'chol achas v'achas. Shechaluka is b'minik kiyum persein. In each geographical area, each one had a certain way of being mekayim the peiros. That was what's different about them. Shepersein kolay shalzuka the mazu, and you would see that there was a big variation between cities. This city would finish first, the next city would finish later, and still, that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. Each one, as long as it's in that same geographical area, in Yehuda, in Eber Yad, and Galil, it doesn't have to worry about the fact that its crop is finished. So then what's the purpose of the mission telling us? So then there's nine. Why does the mission start that there are three dini beer? There should be nine dini beer. Especially if they have a different way of becoming the payers. No, that's the tack of the din that was telling us. The three cities in each geographical area is considered like one. That you don't have to be kalei minasoda until the last one, in even in a different city, the last one in this geographical area is depleted. That's the deal. The Gemara asked, how do I know? That's the din that I can wait till the last decal in this geographical area, that even though it's a different city, it's fine. I don't have to be take it out of my house, the beer. But when it comes to different geographical area, there's a problem. The Gemiri, so therefore we have the Kabbalah. Maseres Avistenu, there's a Kabbalah from our fathers. The Ein Chayesh Yehuda Mesracheches Kol Kach. It doesn't go this far. Lot says Yehuda to Galil and Galil Yehuda. That far won't go. It'll go city to city. So it won't go from geographical area to geographical area.
It's fascinating, no?
Yeah.